Welcome to Living in the Overflow podcast. I am Jameer Waters, your host and transporter into a new realm of spirituality. Today, we are going to be talking more and more about friendships and relationships. Man, the overwhelming response from Hardened Hearts has just been incredible. And I think that's where we're going to go for the next couple weeks, months. However long God wants to use this to grow and multiply people's lives, to have connections and relationships and friendships that are fruitful and not painful. So that's what we're going to do today and for the next couple episodes. And we're just going to see where God goes with this. This week and these coming months, possibly, we're going to be diving into a spinoff of our series, Hardened Hearts, called Healthy Hearts. I can teach you what's wrong, but I can preach to you what's wrong, but I'm going to teach to you how to change it today. So I'm going to help you. Let's break down that word healthy. I'm going to help you heal thyself. So just buckle up, listen, calculate, listen to this multiple times, whatever you need to do to become free today. And to be able to be set free into your destiny, which will only be pursuing Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You can't save yourself. Your relationships can't save yourself. Your friendships can't save yourself. Your evil eye can't save you. Your music can't save you. But Jesus Christ can save you. And the only way you can do that is by putting your faith and trust in Him and abiding by His teaching. So today, that's what we're going to do. Today's going to be a heavy one, but I'm willing to walk down that road with you to be restored in Jesus' name. Let's go.
What God's got for Jameer, you are something else. Everybody loves Jameer. Isn't he amazing? I tell you, I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but you are amazing. He's an incredible minister, too, and on top of everything else, he can preach.
You know, you think you're an evangelist, but you're called to be a prophet, like me. God put his hand on you as a baby. He marked you. That's why your life had this very unusual path, because you separate, you belong, you're a personal property of the Almighty God. Do you understand?
I'm calling this young man to raise a generation in purity.
Yes. What's the name of your podcast? Living in the Overflow. Well, we'll check it out sometime, all right? All
right. Let's just dive right into it. None of what I say does not come out of love. But just as the Father is commanded to me to preach like he wants to speak to you, some of you need to see what mad love is. Love that chases you down, grabs you out of the pit, washes you and cleanses you. So today, that's what we're going to do. Today, we're talking about friendships and a little sprinkle of relationships, just people you're connected to. I don't want this to sound arrogant or rude. And please don't hear what I don't say with this message. But some of you are in connection with and friends with and dating and connected to people who don't have your best interest in mind. And it's only diminishing your destiny. And it's delaying your destiny's destination by the people you associate yourself with. It's that heavy, that quick. In life, you need to know when to grow and when to go. And some of you have got that mixed up. You've left when you should have stayed, and you've stayed when you should have left. You've surrounded yourself by the worst company of people. Scripture says, wisdom has great company. And I'm afraid that some of you have had really bad company in the past years of your life. People who do not want to give to you, but want to get from you. People who don't care about your emotions, but care more about their emotions. People who look out for themselves more than the friends that they're connected to. People who don't care for you. People who just want what you can give them. People who just want someone to love and appreciate them without ever giving it back. And you're better than that. You're having deep relationship and connection with people who don't walk like you, who don't talk like you, who don't respect your belief. And that's my biggest problem today. I see so often in my school and around me, people and places where people are associating themselves with people who make fun of their belief in Jesus, people who downgrade it, people who joke, people who persecute their faith. Listen, I'm not telling you to hate anyone because Jesus commands us to love anyone. Do not hear what I am not saying. I never said that. I'm simply saying some of us are having deep connection with people who mock and persecute us. Can you just imagine that? Can you imagine Paul of Tarsus? I'm sorry for the beeping in the background. We're getting our smoke detectors fixed. But can you imagine Paul of Tarsus or some big heroic figure in the Bible? And let's say Paul is writing a letter to the church of Corinth, and there's somebody, he has a best friend who the entire time is just ripping up his papers and calling his beliefs stupid and saying, why don't you just go do this? Why don't you just go do that? And that's what you look like. Connecting yourself with people who don't respect you or don't honor you. Dating an unbeliever. And some of you may even say this, but I'll flirt to convert. And then they'll follow Jesus. But hear me. Your job is not to convert them. Your job is to love them like Jesus loved them. And that doesn't require the level of relationship that you are trying to aspire to have with them. You have love from your Heavenly Father. And some of you, I just want to tell you, maybe that is your season you're stepping into. Stop looking at everyone as a potential love interest and just look at them as a friend that Jesus has put in your path. People that you can help walk a righteous way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not saying, don't hear what I'm not saying, but it's not of your best interest to have the Satanist or the atheist or the agnostic or the Buddhist or the Muslim chilling at your house, or some of you by dating or hanging out or trying to flirt to convert, you're making yourself responsible for what only the Holy Spirit can do. Scripture says it so clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. What fellowship does darkness have with light? What partnership does righteousness and unrighteousness have? I know you don't want to make things weird. I know you just want to feel loved and accepted, but you're loved and accepted by a Heavenly Father who loves you and is madly in love with you, who's passionate about you. So at this moment, I need you to know you don't have to worry about being loved or being accepted. Because you can give thanks to the Lord because His love endures forever. It's not going anywhere. And some of you think just like friends and men and women have left your life, You think that Jesus is going to do the same thing, so you need to fill, get rid of him and fill that void with people and things and relationships and friendships that have no substance, just in fear that God will step away. But I'm here to tell you, God will never take back what he said about you. Even when you were at your lowest, he still loved you, and it was the joy on the cross that he could save you at your darkest hour. Not to save you from your sin, but to set just, not just that, but to set you free to your future. And I want you to tell you he has such a big plan for you. He loves you. That's the biggest message I could say. I'm not here to poison you and to make you feel less than. I'm just here to tell you there's a better way because he loves you. What I'm going to say is going to hurt. But some of you need to stop wanting to feel invited and wanting to be invited and accepted at tables of friends that are tables that Jesus would have flipped. I'm going to say that again. Some of you need to stop worrying about being invited to tables Jesus would have flipped. I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to let go of people in relationships. Ooh, and hear me, they may have been okay. The relationship previously could have been okay, but they made decisions that they shouldn't have, made bad choices. It's okay. It's okay to step away. Hear me. It's okay to step away from friends and relationships because it's the season you're in. Ooh, hear me. Some of you, the most godly thing you could do this week is break up with someone who doesn't believe in Jesus. I'm just telling you. As a believer in Christ, I, in the Bible, and what Scripture points us to, I believe that holds that standard. That you do not need to be unequally yoked with people who are going the complete opposite direction of you. Because here's what will happen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here's what will happen when you do that. Imagine with me for a moment that you are connected to someone. You have a rope tied between you and another person. When you try to go towards Jesus and they try to go towards the world, you'll stay still because of your connection. You won't go forward. You'll stay still because of the people that you have been desperately trying to be connected to. They don't love you. I'm here to tell some people in the relationships right now. This is a friendship and relationship episode. I'm here to tell the people in relationship. And this might be you. Some of you do not love someone. You lust them. Some of you are in relationships where people are lusting you, not loving you. And some of you are doing that to other people. Ooh. It is okay to let go of situations and relationships that were for a certain season of your life because, ooh, this is a good thing. You know why? Because Jesus is promoting you. And don't hear what I'm not saying either. I'm not talking about your husband or your wife or your family because that is your divine assignment. They are people. Ooh, they are people. Not people you go from, but people you grow with. There are some things you need in all seasons. Like heating and air in your car. You need hot cocoa in the winter. You need a coat in the snow. But you always need a shirt. You may want ice cream in the summer, but you always need water in every season. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's certain articles of clothing, certain things you eat, certain things you do that are only in certain seasons, but some things that transcend all seasonings. There's a time to mend and there's a time to move. And you need to know when it's time to move out of some friendships. Because Jesus changed sinners. Sinners didn't change Jesus. Jesus hung with unbelievers, but he didn't vape with them. Jesus hung with sinners, but he didn't, but he didn't smoke weed with them. Ooh, but he didn't degrade other people. But he didn't gossip. But he didn't watch porn. But he didn't have sex outside of marriage. But he didn't get drunk. And some of you are doing things that are sin. Flat sin. Okay? And you are flirting with what God says you shouldn't even be in connection with. Because you haven't changed them. They've changed you. They've changed the way that you've talked. They've changed your mood, your attitude, the way you walk, the way that you talk. Some of you are more depressed when they're around and after you talk to them. And they only bring you down and it's never up. They don't have a spiritual positive effect on you. You need to remove them. This is the meat of the message. You need to remove them from your life because they are taking the place of something amazing God has planned for you. I know you love your relationship with your boyfriend in sin, but imagine how much better it will be with a godly man or a godly woman that honors you and treasures you and respects you. Or a friend that actually loves Jesus and chases after him just as much. This is my scripture. It says in Mark chapter 5, verse 35 through 40, it says, and I'll preach in the middle of this. This is when Jairus' daughter was dying. While Jesus was still speaking to the woman with the issue of blood, messengers arrived from the house of Jairus, and they told Jairus, "Your daughter is dead. There is no use in troubling the teacher now." But Jesus, overwhelmed and overheard them, said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith. Just have faith that God has something better for you. Just have faith. Just a faith the size of a mustard seed that, God, I don't really fully trust in this, but I have faith that in the end, I will win because I'm connected to you." Then Jesus stops the crowd. Except for Peter, James, and John, Jesus forcefully removes the people who didn't believe the girl would rise. See, it says right here, it says, "While there was much wailing and commotion before he entered, he said, 'The child isn't dead, she's only sleeping.' They laughed and mocked him. And Jesus and the disciples removed them from the room." The people who laughed, the people who mocked, the people who didn't respect or honor, didn't get the privilege to see the miracle. And some of you are letting the laughers get the same access that the lovers and lifters get in your life. Or less access. It says when they entered the synagogue, the home of the synagogue leader, the much commotion, and Jesus asked, "What's the commotion?" He said, "She's just asleep." They laughed. He removed them. He held the hand of the daughter and said, "Tala kalum," which means, "Little lamb, arise." Notice this. There's no one in the room that Jesus didn't approve of. There's no one in the in this next season of your life, there is not room in the room for those who degrade your purpose and calling. Ooh, there's not room for people who ignore what God says about you. Gosh, there's not room for people who degrade you. Only room for people who lift you. Ooh, not room for laughers, but lifters. If you're going to be in my life, you need to help carry me through seasons of my life that I may crawl through. Not pity me and say, I have it so much harder than you. But people who lift you up when you're down, and people who you can lift up, people who don't stay down, people who are not like, "Oh, my life is so horrible," but people who make change to make change in their life. People who have your best interest. I'm here to tell you there's not room in the room for them. Ooh, and hear what I'm not saying. This is a part of one of the next episodes. I'm not telling you to slam the door in their face. I'm telling you to crack the door. Because, hear me. They may have a potential purpose for a future season in your life. Ooh, but hear what I'm not saying. It is not a relationship that was based on lust. So don't crack the door on what Jesus said, run from. Let's put that right there. If they have the same tendencies, same acts, no change, the door stays cracked. Never shut, but cracked. Because God may have something bigger and better, but because God is getting bitter, don't get bitter. Because they hurt you. Jesus didn't stop communicating with them in public. Jesus didn't hate them. Jesus didn't post them. Jesus didn't gossip about them. He didn't start rumors about them. Just hear this. This is the one principle you need to live by. Jesus lived by one principle with people. Honor gives you access. And you need to stop giving people access who don't honor. It'll get you a second to understand that. But you are allowing people who don't honor or respect you in the same place the people who do honor and respect you. And oil and water do not mix. And you're trying to mix the anointing of God, the oil of God, with the poison and vinegar of the world. And they don't mix. And you can stir and stir all you want. But the truth will rise. So I'm here to tell you, I need you to thank you, Holy Spirit. I need you to learn the art of having an open hand. Some of you are clenching on to friendships and relationships that God never said to throw, but to just open your hand. Ooh, and allow God to take from your hand and place in your hand. have an open hand policy with God. And allow honor to give people access in your life. That's all I can say. And I know that's hard in this generation to realize that there's people who have hurt you and there's people that you can't, they can't go with you to the mission trip. I know you think that they're going to have this big shebang moment where they fall at the altar and they repent and they start coming with you to Bible study. Ooh. But allow them to see what God is doing in your life. Leave the door cracked. And if it's God's will, He will send them back. They won't send themselves back. God will send themselves back. Your hormones can't send them back. God has to send them back. Hormones can't send them back. Honor has to send them back. I could preach this to you all day in different words and different ways, but just obey God's word to not be yoked. It doesn't say don't be unequally yoked with your husband or your wife, or don't be unequally yoked with that, because God said it's a boundary before marriage or before deep friendship. You know what I'm trying to say? God sets a higher standard on you. It's of dignity and respect. Let me pray for you. Dear Lord Jesus, I just ask that this would be a teaching lesson. God, I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would just, as they're open-minded and open-hearted, you would go into their heart and remove what you choose to remove and place what you choose to place. I just challenge you for the next season of your life and for the rest of your life to give Jesus full and permanent access to everything and person in your life. So Jesus, I just ask right now that you would give them the peace and security that they need to let go of people. Not because they hate them, but they cannot take credit for what you're about to do. In this next season of my life, God, let them choose to follow you intently and let the people that they need in their life, give them the strength to do the hard things, so their heart doesn't become hardened to you. Jesus, just love them and do what I could never do in a 30-minute episode. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So guys, I simply tell you this. Listen to what I had to say. Learn how you can apply it to your life and listen to what God has to say to you. Simply this, I want you to pray to God. I'm not telling you exactly what to pray. I'm giving you a skeleton. After this episode is over, I want you to just stop what you're doing and for 5 to 10 minutes, just look to heaven honestly. God's not wanting your pretty prayer. He's wanting your powerful prayer, and it might not sound pretty. And just be honest. Talk to him like you would talk to a friend, because he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And tell him, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I do not know what I'm doing. And I need you to help me and guide me through this. So Holy Spirit, speak to me verbally and through your word that is a light to me. And I remove all distractions from your voice. Holy Spirit, speak to me right now. And He will, because He never fails, and He doesn't have plans on it. and you can rest in that fact. It was an amazing time being able to speak into your life. I hope this edifies and encourages you, and I hope to see you again on another episode of Living in the Overflow. Love you guys. Peace.